Tell me how you did that.
All right, God bless you all. And if you can, mute your phone. Just put your phone on mute. God bless you all on this Monday, January the 22nd, on our Monday launch prayer, and this week we're praying for our young people. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless. Hallelujah. Let's focus in and pray in Jesus' name. And our phones are on mute. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this day, God, this morning. We thank you for the first fruits of this week. We thank you because you're a God that hears the prayers of your people. We thank you where two or three are gathered together. You are in the midst of us, and we thank you. We thank you for the agenda of heaven. We thank you for the will of God, your will concerning our young people. We thank you, Father, that they're in your plan, that they're on your mind, your heart. And, Father, you have always patterned and formed the desire to use a multi-generational line and accomplish things and advance your kingdom from generation to generation. We thank you, Father, that you look, Father, even as you did Jeremiah before birth, Father, and you set purpose in the heart and the lives of young people. And, Father, you ordain them and you set them and you give them talents and abilities, Father. And Father, you call them to purpose, whether it be the church, the marketplace, education, entertainment, the political arena, whatever it is, Father. We thank you that you establish gifts, and we thank you, Father, that our young people are a gift from God. Children are a heritage, are your heritage, and they are a gift from you, Father. And we thank you, God, that they continue the line and continue, Father, advancing and moving in the things of God. And we thank you, Father, that for the young people of gen to gen, and we thank you, God, for how they're gathering and coming and being taught and shown the word of God. And Father, even as we pray for the young people, we set this moment aside, Father, and pray, Father, for the leaders, the youth leaders and the youth teachers, and those, Father, that share and teach the word of God to our youth, Father. We thank you for an anointing and a power, Father, upon their lives, Lord, to bring even stability to our young people and to our youth, Father. In the name of Jesus, you youth leaders and workers, God, who train and develop, Father, and discern the needs of our young people. And we pray, Father, for the leader of our young ministry. We pray for Sister Monica, Lord, as she moves and senses the lessons that need to be taught and the curriculum that needs to be developed, Father. We pray, Father, an anointing even this year, even a greater anointing, a greater strength, Father, and even the whole team, an anointing, a strength to carry out, Father. We thank you that the youth at Gen to Gen is not on a back burner, Father, but they Father, are a focus, and they will, Father, be integrated and move even among the teams of gen to gen. We pray, Father, for every leader's children, whether they're teens or young, Father. We pray your blessing upon them, Father. We pray the will of God, Father, be realized and on their lives, and that they will walk in purpose and destiny. We pray for the children, Father, of gen to gen, Father, that they will walk in anointing and walk in power. And we come against the enemy that would steal and to distract and detour our young people, that, Father, through various social media portals and through the culture of this world, Father, seek to snatch up and to take hold of our young people. We bind the spirit of deception, Father, that says church is not relevant and church or God is not needed, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, and we cry out, and we, Father, intercede for our young people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even their family structure, whether they're raised in single family households, whether they're whatever they're facing, whatever they're encountering, we just set a hedge around our young people. Come on and pray with me. In the name of Jesus, we set the boundaries around them. We shema our young people, Lord, and we cancel the plans and the plots of the enemy, Lord, against their lives. We cancel the assignment of hell against their lives and against their destiny. In the name of Jesus, Father, even the young people of our region and our territory, God, even in Southfield and Redford and Detroit and Pontiac, Father, we come and we pray for them, Lord. We're even of gang violence and violence and abuse and trafficking, Father, comes against the young people, Lord. Even those that would attack them at their age and at their innocence and at their naivete, Lord, and where they are that would exploit them, Father. We set protection and boundaries around their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we cover them, Lord. We thank you for their destiny. We thank you for their purpose. And we thank you even now, Father, for your protection in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Father, by your word, you said, suffer the children to come. Let them draw near to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And we, Father, we declare that your young people will arise. They will arise, Father, and represent the kingdom and the king. And they shall arise, Father, even at a young age. And their gifts and abilities shall stand out, Father. And the Esthers shall arise. And the Josephs and the Jeremiahs shall arise, Father. And they shall reflect the glory of God in their region, in their territory, Father, in the place that they're called, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray for our young people and the school system, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they are protected. We pray your protection around them. And Father, the various areas, Father, where they could be attacked, to violence and even the structure and the teaching, what is shared in the school, the demonic curriculums, the diabolical curriculums that are set to lead them astray, to teach them lies. In the name of Jesus, we come against the lies that are hidden in the curriculums of our school systems. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against those. And Father, let our young people have discernment. Let our children walk in discernment to know the truth, to walk in the reality of God, and a lie will not influence them, and a lie will not deceive them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the spirit of our children, Father, that they will experience and walk in the will of God. We pray for the soul of our youth, that their mind and their emotions are sound and stable. We come against false diagnoses in the name of Jesus, and an industry that's quick to diagnose our youth and give them Father, pharmaceuticals, in the name of Jesus. Our youth will not be misdiagnosed. Our youth will not be labeled, in the name of Jesus. Father, even before they have a chance to even step into their destiny, we come against those false diagnoses and those false labors, labels, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of our youth, that our young people will serve the Lord while they're young, while they're strong. They will arise. The children that you've given us shall be strong and do exploits. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that it is so. And even more young people, as they come to gen, will tap into the things of God. And even young people will even find and they will discover, Father, the will of God in our region and our territory. And they will be a light to their generation, and they will carry the purpose of God and faith and gifts and callings in the name of Jesus. A young people, a generation that will stand and be holy and stand and represent the King. A generation of dominion and authority and know who they are in the name of Jesus. A generation that's set in purpose, set, Father, in the will of God, in the your will, and carrying out the assignment. We thank you, Father. We praise you, God, for our youth. We thank you for the teenagers, and we thank you for being with them, their Father, and in the temptations that they face. And Father, the doors that are open that would lead them astray, we thank you, God, and we pray, Father, that they will not yield to the devices, and they will not go through the doors of temptation that would change the trajectory of their lives, in the name of Jesus. And where teens have gone astray, where teens have rebelled, where teens have been deceived and brought into a lie, we pray for the prodigal son. We pray for the prodigal daughter, that their hearts would turn back to you. Father, that you reach them where they are, that you touch them where they are, that you turn them where they are. that the light, that the word of God, that's been sown in their hearts, that they will encounter someone who will share the love of God. Yes, we pray for the deceived one, for the wayward one, for the backslidden one, for the rebellious one, for the stubborn one, for the prideful one, Father, that they, Father, their hearts, you hold the hearts of the king in your hand, Father. Let their hearts, and we pray for their hearts, to be turned to you. We pray every prodigal teen returns, Father, to fulfill their purpose, their destiny in God. In the name of Jesus, may the love of God manifest. May the love of God be seen among our teens. May they encounter the love of God. May they encounter the power of your love. May they encounter your deliverance. May they encounter the power of your healing. May they encounter the God that brings peace to the storm of trauma. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for our young people, Lord, that they will grow in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, that they will grow in wisdom and stature, that they will grow in truth and faith, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. Let your anointing rest upon every parent of gen to gen. Father, that even beyond, Lord, that time together with their children, that they will know and sense the value of teaching, of teachable moments, that they, Father, will even impart the word of God and disciplines in their life. Father, that there will be altars in every household, and prayer time and the word of God time, that there will be those times, Father, where, amen, the thing to teach them that the things of God are not foreign and not, amen, way off, but that, Father, parents of gen to gen will cause and prophesy and declare over their children, Lord, and even their grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, and declare over a generation that hasn't even been born. Now, Father, before we end this prayer, we pray for the generations to come that are in our family line, great, great, great grandchildren that we will not see in our lifetime. We kato bateste koto kureketisa to koreste keto turisti kataya. We said, we establish prayers in the earth and prayers in the heavens that go through our generational line, in the name of Jesus. And even those torrekete sobratistete, in the name of Jesus, wortabashebretistetaya, in the name of Jesus, children that will be born, children that will encounter this earth, Father, here from our lines, Lord, we set, Father, the prayer. We, Father, in the heavens that go from generation to generation, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray for those spiritual moms and those spiritual dads that they will impart, even those that don't have children but are called to be mentors and called to be spiritual moms and spiritual dads in your kingdom, that you will impart to them, Father, wisdom and how to hand the mantle, and how to pass on the mantle, and how, Father, to be an influence in our young people, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory for it, Lord. And we give you glory for it, Lord. And we give you glory for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. If anyone has something they'd like to share, you can do so now in Jesus' name.
Amen, Apostle. Father God, in the blessed name of your Son, Jesus, Lord God, we bind and come against the spirit of social media influence, Lord God, on our youth right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, as Apostle prayed, Lord God, we pray, Father God, that they would have greater discernment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we lift up the parents, Lord God, that they, Father God, that they would not be so busy, Lord God, that they're missing signs, Lord God, Father God, of distress and oppression and depression, Lord God, Father God, of their children right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just pray now, Lord God, Father God, for healthy minds right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that our youth, Lord God, Father God, would not, Lord God, Father God, die, Lord God, but they shall live, Lord God, according to your word, according to your will and your way for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up, Lord God, the spirit of bullying, Lord God. Father God, in person, Lord God, and on social media right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, and we just pray right now, Lord God, as it has been said, Lord God, that Father God, that a lie will not dictate their life, Lord God, but the truth, Lord God, Father God, shall be with them, Lord God, and they shall walk out the truth of your word, Lord God, for their lives, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, that the spirit of suicide, Lord God, and our youth, Lord God, is destroyed in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord God, that our youth, Lord God, Father God, will have a voice, Lord God, that Father God, that they would not, Lord God, react in violence, Lord God, but let their words, Lord God, Father God, their ability to express what's going on with them, Lord God, be increased right now in the name of Jesus. So we just pray right now, Lord God, for our youth, Lord God, to be healthy and whole in body, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else like to share in Jesus' name? Well, God bless you all this morning. Amen. We're back on the prayer line Wednesday and Friday, 6 a.m. This week, we're praying for our young people. Amen. And bring them to church Sunday. We want to pray and just pray for and cover our youth. Amen. As we conclude this last week of fasting, so bring them to service on Sunday. At the end of service, we'll do that. Also, this Sunday, we're going to have our State of Gen to Gen, and I'm pretty sure we won't air that. Amen, let's be in attendance so we can discuss financial matters and other business of the ministry. It's one time a year we set aside to do this. So, amen, we hope to see everyone on this Sunday. Amen, God bless you. I speak blessing and peace upon your life. I speak stability in all areas in the name of Jesus and the faith and the peace of God that stabilizes. I speak it in your family, your finances, your mind, your emotions, your walk with God. It's all covered, amen, with stability, strength, faith, peace in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a tremendous day in Jesus' name.
Amen.